Are you a homeowner stuck at that 7% rate trying to think, okay, when rates get back in the 5%, I can refinance? Or maybe you're looking to buy that first house and you're like, okay, at 6%, I can afford it. 6.5%, it's getting pretty tough. So folks, my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a loan officer licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. My goal each day is to help explain to you guys what in the heck's going to go on with those and the whys behind it. Today, we're going to talk about what the Federal Reserve's most likely going to do next week. We're also going to talk about the bond market because that's what I focus in on as a mortgage advisor. I'm going to go over the economic calendar. The biggest news we got right now is oil. We're going to focus in on oil. Then you realize we have 90 of the companies in the S&P 500 coming out with earnings in the next 2 weeks. So we're going to take a dive into that. And we're going to use all that information to explain to you guys what in the heck's going to go on with these and the whys behind it. So the first thing I want to do is get over to the right through here. The Federal Reserve, I don't know if you guys realize, they're going to meet in 8 days. What are they going to do? Well, I'll show you that in a minute. But the first thing I want to start out each show with is right through here. I want to show you guys the bond market right when we start the show. And then I'm going to show it to you at the end of the show to see where the direction is going, and I'll explain it to you. Right through here, here's how I track rates. Okay, it's a mortgage bond right up through there. All you have to understand is that number up there. If it's red, that's not good news. That means mortgage rates are going to go up. If it gets 10 to minus 10 or more, rates are really going to start to move. So we're minus 13 right now. We'll check back at this at the end of the show, and then I'll kind of give you my thoughts on what's going to go happen with mortgage rates. But the first thing I want to do is go through here, the economic calendar for today. What is it coming in, and what's it telling us about the economy? Well, today we got retail sales. That means that gives us the reading of what consumers are doing out there. Are you continuing to spend that money? Because we need to spend the money to make sure the America is working correctly. We're an economy of spenders, so that's how our society works. So right now, retail sales, I'm going to give this a double thumbs up. Last reading on the core number, it was 0.7. They thought it would go up to 1.4. It went to 1.9. That's good news there. If you just go to the retail sales, it went from 0.7 all the way up to 1.7, meaning the consumer must feel pretty comfortable right now and have the money to do their spending. So that's telling us on the consumer side, retail sales, the consumer is looking pretty good right through now. So now let's look at oil. This is basically what's moving the markets right now, that oil price over there. If you see oil going down or the Strait of Hormuz opening up, you're going to see the markets rally. You're going to see mortgage rates coming down. Well, there might be a settlement today, so this might be a volatile day for that over there. So mortgage oil is staying steady at right about $89 a barrel. So we're going to monitor that. We monitor that every day. You realize that was $60 a barrel about 90 or 120 days ago. It shot up to 120. Now we're back in the 80 range. So as the new readings come out on inflation, it's going to be higher just because of the oil numbers. So now let's get over to here. What does the Federal Reserve look at? And then we're going to kind of break these down to this is what we figure out or look at when we're looking at interest rates, especially mortgage rates. So the Federal Reserve, they control that rate over through there. It's called the federal funds rate. It's basically interbank lending. But they look at these numbers right through here. They look at inflation. Well, they look at the PCE. That's a personal consumption expenditure. Now, you're also going to see when these numbers come out, you're going to see what's called core. So you're going to see the PCE, and then you're going to see the core PCE. What core means is they strip out food and energy. That's going to stabilize the numbers a little bit. But you realize inflation back in February was 2.8%. That's when oil was $60 a barrel. So now oil is at $90 a barrel. It hit 120. So there's no way this is going to go down to 2% where the Federal Reserve wants it. So now let's look at the jobs report, and the jobs numbers are fantastic. So now we have inflation that's way high, but a lot of this is due to oil because if you look at the numbers last week and you take the core numbers, inflation is actually coming down if you strip out food and energy, believe it or not. So now let's get over to here. What is the Fed supposed to do in 8 days? Well, what would you do if you're on the Fed's seat right now? You have inflation that's way above 2%, but you have a pretty good jobs market. Well, if I'm sitting on the Fed, I'm not going to do anything. Well, that's the consensus vote over through here. There's a 99.5% chance the Fed's not going to do anything at the next meeting. So let's get over now to earnings. We see people are spending the money on retail sales. Now, are companies earning good money? Well, you'd think so if people are spending. And if that's the case, now we can pay those wages that people need to keep up that spending. So let's get to the earnings reports that we have. And we have a slew of them out in the next 2 weeks, 90 of the top 500 companies. If you look behind my head, It looks like it's all green right now. That means people are equaling or exceeding their earnings. That's good news with most companies. But there's one company that I kind of scrutinize. If you're trying to figure out affordability, you sit there and you're like, okay, housing's way crazy. House prices rallied up, but house prices have been stagnant over last 2 years. Some of you are even saying they crashed in certain areas. But housing's still unaffordable. Could it be taxes, insurance? Well, today, United Healthcare came out with their profits. And this is, I got a concern with this. They came out and here's what their numbers look like. They had $111 billion in revenue in one quarter, and they made a profit of $6 billion. $6 billion in profit in one quarter. The CEO last year made $61 million. Maybe we're getting hosed when it comes to health insurance. I'm not a government control person, but when you have $6 billion in profits that we're paying in already exorbitant healthcare, I think we got a problem. So now let's get over to what should you do if you're a homeowner, home buyer? Should you lock in at these rates? What should you do? So here's what I would expect. If you're a homeowner right now and you're thinking, okay, rates are going to come down, I really could use a refinance or maybe even a debt consolidation. I got a tool for you here in a second. But I want to first talk to those out there that are looking to buy. If you're looking to buy in the next 2-3 months, don't freak out. If you're building, we're working on some people with building. We have a one-time construction loan right now. If you're looking to build and close in maybe at the end of the year, I think you're going to be okay as well. We have a new Fed chair coming into play probably in the next month. His name is Warsh, and he's probably going to start cutting rates. Not because he's a Trumper, because we have if you really dive into it, subscribe to my channel, you're going to see if you take out oil out of this equation, inflation numbers are looking not so bad. So the Federal Reserve has inflation that's most likely in the next few months going to come down once the Iran war is over. We got a jobs market that's pretty darn good as well. And we have corporate earnings that we're seeing so far is looking so good. So right now I'm saying just hold tight. Okay, if you're a homeowner, put your mortgage information in our RateWatch 2.2 tool. What am I talking about? Well, let's get over to who I am. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan with almost 40 different lenders. Yeah, 40 different lenders. How? Why? Well, I'm licensed in all 50 states, so if you're anywhere out there in the country, I can help you. But here's what we do. You're out there and you're watching my channel trying to figure out, okay, how do I monitor rates? Who's got the best rates in town? Well, instead of going over to that bank and that lender and LendingTree and Bankrate.com and getting completely confused and ruining your credit, why don't you go to my website right through here? Just apply. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Watch my video from last Wednesday. We did a live event showing you behind the scenes on exactly how we do that. But if you're a home buyer right now, I'm thinking, you know, you're okay. Your rates are going to stay steady. My expectations right now are mortgage rates are going to stay between about six and six and a half, that range. But right there right now. Once the Iranian conflict's over, I'm going back to my old forecast of rates between 5.875 and about 6.25. So we're watching right through here, folks. This is my new website I just created. It's launched out there. It's command.therateupdate.com. It's free for you guys to use, especially those loan officers out here. I'll break it down for you real quick. At the top, you're going to get all the things that I talk about, the stocks, bonds, and the main events that I talk about each day in the markets. We'll get to that in a second. Over through here, you're going to have the command center. You can also see, you know, clear this and change the fonts on that. You're going to go down through here and see the top six products when it comes to mortgage rates. Here's the cool thing. You can sit over here, the compare button right through here, and you're going to click that. What it'll do is it'll actually break it down for you right through there. Down below here, you're going to see the primary drivers for the day, the MBS market. This is delayed probably about an hour. So it's a free service, folks. I'm doing the best I can here, but it is tagged into the 10-year treasury so you can watch this because there's usually a correlation between the two there. Market movers for the day. These are the hottest items for the day and what they're most likely going to do for mortgage rates. It'll tell you right down through there. And the snapshot of the day. We always look at the Dow Jones, the S&P, the NASDAQ, oil, VIX, and the Bitcoin. We'll go over that in a second. And then we look at the Federal Reserve, what they're going to do and what they monitor on a daily basis. So check that out over through there. So here's here's what we're looking at the bond market. It is steady right now at minus 13. So mortgage rates, they might just hang tight on where they're at. There's a lot of news coming out. We're going to see how the Iranian negotiations go today, because if not, I think their D-Day is up within the next 24 hours. So my expectations for today, if you're looking at refinancing right now, make sure you put your mortgage information right into this tool right through here. It's called RateWatch 2.2. What I did is I created that thing out there for homeowners. What I want you to do is put in your mortgage information. Let me know what interest rate you'd be interested in refinancing, or how much of a monthly savings would you want? Yeah, you can put in there and say, Dan, when I can save $300 a month, $400 a month, $500 a month, let me know. Call me and we can go over the numbers and see if it makes sense. So that's it for today, folks. I'm thinking rates, well, they're minus 14 right now. We might have a minor adjustment, but pay attention to oil, pay attention to the Iranian conflict, because all those are the main culprit on what's going to go on with these today and why. So folks, if you need some help with a mortgage, I'd love to help you out. Otherwise, I'll be back tomorrow morning to let you know exactly where I think these are going to go and the main events behind the scenes that are making those move. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe over there. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless, and enjoy the weather. Bye-bye.